stove?
I guess you couldn't put that in a stove, in a fireplace. Yeah.
A back log?
Back log, yeah. Back log. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you remember even now, I guess, that you use this little tiny pieces of wood to start a fire that you used to
cannon?
Stop? Yeah.
Cannon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And make sure I didn't leave anything out. I did pretty well with the rest of it. Oh, I did leave this out. When people had, like, I guess some of the plantation houses would have two stories, and like to go up from the first floor to the second floor.
Upstairs.
Yeah, up. They call that upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then, now, what would they call the means by which they went up there? They'd go up, they'd say you have to go up the...
Go upstairs.
Upstairs, mm-hmm. They call it. And then, like, on a one-story house, to get from the ground to the porch, you have to go up, like out in front of your house, you'd have to go up the... Just mm-hmm. when anybody, like going up to the front of your house to uh-huh. get from the ground up to the porch, you come up a couple of...
Up the steps?
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure. So the questions are so easy.
Oh!
They're so easy that you never...
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
They're too easy, that's the thing. That's what everybody always does. But you'd be surprised. The funny thing is that old people don't have any trouble with them at all because mm-hmm. they don't stop and think about it.
I was trying to think, it's something else she's
yeah,
talking
and
about?
Yeah, that's the thing. See, and the old people don't try to them, they don't try to make it hard because they don't stop and think about it. They just say, oh, well, the steps, you know. Mm-hmm. But younger people always...
I was trying to think.
I know, younger people always do this invariably. They try to think of... my mother is about 65. She has a sister who's 92. Well, I tried it out on both of them. My mother just couldn't handle it at all. She was trying to make it hard. She'd be trying to think of all these words. My 92-year-old sister of hers, my aunt, would just go, oh, yeah, well, that's you know, just go right along, because she didn't. Now, when people needed to store milk and butter, where would they keep stuff like milk and butter?
Well, the way we did, my dad, around the pump, mm-hmm. he had pumps, he'd pump mm-hmm. your water. Mm-hmm. He had a little... fenced in, boxed in place, and kind of, and you would dig out around it. And in the summertime, you could set your churn and things over in there. You see, and that was boxed in; nothing could get in there. And that milk was just as cold
oh,
and
really?
Good. Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, now, your milk was from your cow. I mean.
Oh yes.
Uh huh. Now, in those days, did people ever have farms that people raised cows just to sell the milk when you were a girl? Do you remember those?
By being on a plantation, there was not very much milk to sell.
Yeah.
You see, that's different, but maybe where there wasn't, I don't know. But see, I grew up on
sure,
a farm.
On the farm.
See, we were tenant farmers.
Yeah. I just wondered if you could remember when people first started talking about, like, dairy farms.
No more when I'm, you know, got away from the farm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, then that was when you first began to hear of.
You could read about it, but I mean,
oh,
we
I
were
see.
On the farm. Those are the things you read about, but you just
yeah.
didn't come
but
in actual contact.
Oh, I see.
We
yeah.
knew about it, but mm-hmm. by having our own cow, and well, there so many times the boss man would have three or four cows, mm-hmm. and the tenants could get buttermilk from him
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now. I don't know very much about cotton, that kind of stuff, and that was another thing I wanted to ask you about the kind of work that you did when you were working with cotton.
Chopping.
You got to get the weeds out of it. And I don't know much about cotton.
And you had to chop it, get the weeds out, and thin
yeah.
it out.
And thin it out. That was the idea behind
that's
it.
Right.
Were there a lot of weeds in the...
Sometimes, depending on how much rain you had.
Oh, I see. Well, what kinds of weeds did they have?
On the farm where we was, you had a lot of callus.